Would you like to learn more about faith? You've come to the right person. No, not me. Abraham. I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is a daily devotional podcast called Adventures in Faith with Abraham. Abraham, who went, according to Hebrews 11:8, even though he did not know where he was going. Join me as we step out on a faith adventure with Abraham. Today, let's move on to chapter 14, and in fact, the first seven verses. It's an interesting paragraph, and I wonder what you think about it. But it says this, and I'm going to paraphrase parts of it. It came about in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goim, that they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, with Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. And there's a lot of kings, and there's a lot of battling going on. They came to the valley of Siddim. They'd served under Chedorlaomer, but after 13 years they rebelled. And then there was a war. They defeated the Rephaim. They defeated the Horites and others as far as El Paran, which is by the wilderness. They turned back and came to En Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and conquered all the country of the Amalekites and also the Amorites who lived in Hazazon Tamar. Now, what is this all about here? Because these are places you and I have not heard of, and in fact are very hard to identify 4,000 years later precisely. And some of these kings, we don't really know anything much about them. What's the point here? Why have we got seven verses of a list of kings fighting wars and battles and rebellions against each other? What are we seeing? I think what we're seeing here is that people of faith are not immune to the challenges of living in a turbulent world. Let's look at this from Abraham's perspective. These first seven verses remind us that nations war against nations, rebellions occur, battles are fought, conquerors oppress the conquered. Abraham lived in challenging times. He has already faced a severe famine. Now he finds himself caught up in a military conflict. How did he feel? Recently resettled in the land, having resolved his conflict with his nephew with integrity and receiving the reassurances from God of inheriting the land, not just now, but forever, and being blessed with descendants as the dust of the earth. All of these wonderful promises, and then war breaks out all around him. He could be forgiven for wondering whether God has got it in for him. So our final and complete rest is in the next life. We are promised that we can have peace of heart now, but not necessarily peace in life. John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So do not waste your time, effort, or breath in asking God for a peaceful life. Instead, offer him your anxieties and ask him for a peace-filled spirit. So our prayer point for today is to ask God to help us to trust him around the issues in life which disturb our peace and fill us instead with his spirit of peace. If you have any questions or feedback, please drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Romans 4 verse 16. He is the father of us all. Let's allow Abraham to be the father of faith to you and me. Many thanks for listening today. See you tomorrow as we continue our adventure of faith with Abraham. Take care and God bless.